Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
Welcome and everyone watching live. We are excited to be in his house. I'm excited. Nothing like serving Jesus. Amen. Nothing like serving the Lord. So blessings to everyone and everyone watching live. Thank you for being with us. We really believe that God has a word for you this morning, this day. And how many came expecting hearing from God? Amen. Amen. So if you will open your Bible with me, I want to read with you a passage in the Word of God in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel, chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6, and let's look at verse 4, and amen when you have it. Don't stop praising Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father God. Daniel chapter 6, verse 4. The title of this message is, Dare You to Be Different, like Daniel. How many know we can be different in the culture that we live in? How many know that we're not followers? Amen? We're leaders. Even God in his word, he says that we are the head and not the tail. And I really believe that we can be different in our culture. We can be different at work. We can be different within family. That we don't have to follow the crowd. We got too many followers, church. We need leaders. Amen. As we follow the leader of all leaders, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to see right now the life of Daniel, how he was different. And how Daniel stood his ground. Nothing moved Daniel. And Daniel was solid. He was focused. Even when the pressure was heavy on his life. And nowadays it's real easy to fall under pressure. People give up too quick, too soon. And they don't continue. But I really believe that God has called us for such a time as this to be different. And it's never late. Hear me, church. It's never late to turn around and that you decide and say, you know what? Enough is enough. But look at verse 4, what it says. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel. Did you know that there will be times where someone is always going to try to find some fault in your life? And that's what happened with Daniel. But see, the reason they were trying to find something in the life of Daniel was because Daniel, here's the difference, church. Daniel was sold out for the Lord. And did you know that the enemy hates it when you're sold out for the Lord? He don't like when you're well done for the Lord. The devil loves it when you meet him well. No, all right, don't get hungry, all right? I know. But he says, so the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But notice what the Bible says, church. But they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful. Did you know you can be faithful? Did you know that you can be faithful? Don't ever say we live in hard times. And it might be true to a certain point. But see, sometimes we focus more the hard times and not the God we serve. You know, we say, you know, the culture, the people. Don't forget who you serve. And it says, because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Now, let me say this. That does not mean that he was perfect. It just says that there was no error or fault found in him. Then these men said, we shall find. See, it's crazy, huh? The Bible says that there was no error or fault found in him, but the Bible also says, these men said, they said, amongst themselves, they were saying, you know what? We got to find something. We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. How many know that it's dangerous when you come against God? See, they thought and they said, you know what? Unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Father, we thank you this morning. I pray that your spirit, Lord, will wake up something in us, Lord, to be different. Something in us, Lord. If it be habits or things that we need to do, adjustments, I pray, Father, that you would stir up something in us to be different. But let it be by the power of your word, by the power of your Holy Spirit, doing the work, Lord. Like Daniel. Sold out for you, Lord, and was faithful to you. I pray for your church and everyone watching this hour, Lord. Begin to do, Lord, something in us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible says, when you read in verse 3, this Daniel, the Bible says, distinguished himself above the governors and satraps. He distinguished himself. Daniel was different. There was just something different about Daniel. He wasn't like the rest. It says that he distinguished himself, number one. Number two, notice what the Bible says. Because an excellent spirit was in him. Wow. He had an excellent spirit. The Bible doesn't say he had a mediocre spirit. It says excellent spirit. In other words, he would do everything with excellence. How many know that as God's children, we're called to do things with excellence? The very best for the Lord. We do the best, we give the very best to the Lord. And one of the things that you'll find is that many times, not all the times, We do excellency for other things, but when it comes to the things of God, it's like we don't go full throttle. But Daniel, and we're gonna see right now, Daniel had a balanced life. Because when things were getting heavy on his life, not only did he have an excellent spirit, but we're going to see he was a man of prayer. Many times, we could do things well in one area, but there's no prayer life. Then you have the other camp that they pray, but no spirit of excellence. Everything they do in life is halfway, mediocre. But see, that's why I titled the message, Dare You to Be Different. I dare you, church, to be different. That you come in 2025, a changed man or woman. And it says, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over. Look what he says. The king said, you know what? I like Daniel. He's different. He does things different. He thinks different. I mean, there's just something about this man. And the Bible says that the king gave thought to setting him over what? Over what? The whole team. Why? Because there was an excellent spirit. He must have seen, you know what, Daniel, he's responsible, he's faithful, he's on time, he does things right. All of a sudden, everybody's quiet now. Daniel was different. He put him over the whole team. And then, you know, and you're going to see when you're sold out for Jesus and you're faithful to Jesus, you're going to have haters. You're going to have haters. Hater alert. And why him? Well, look at his excellent spirit. Excellence. You can count on him. He's responsible. He shows up. Now, you got to remember, these men, these other rulers, they're about to hate. They don't like Daniel. Why does the king, you know, gives Daniel all these opportunities? Excellent spirit. Faithful. And that's the reason why the Bible says that they're trying to find some charge against Daniel. I mean, they were probably saying, you know what? We can't say that he's always late. He never shows up. What he starts, he never finishes. I mean, this guy does it all. I mean, what can we do? Where can we find fault in this man? And the Bible says, unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Now, the New Living Translation says, when the Bible talks about him being faithful, it says that he was faithful, always responsible, and completely, here it goes, and completely trustworthy. And did you know that the Bible does say in Proverbs 20, verse 6, it says this, most men proclaim each his own goodness. Did you get that? There's people, they proclaim their own goodness without you even asking. Oh, I do this. I do that. Nobody asked you. The Bible says, most men will proclaim his own goodness. Let me tell you something, church. Number one, God always watches your goodness. God always will see your efforts. God will always see your faithfulness. God watches everything. And the Bible says that most men will proclaim their own goodness. But you know what the Bible also says in that verse? It says, but who can find a faithful man? Where are the faithful? That's what I'm saying, church. This is the challenge to you this morning. Be different. Be faithful. Have an excellent spirit. Be a man of your word. Keep your word. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Hallelujah. I dare you. Double dare you to be different. Hallelujah. And look what it says. Number six. So you know what these governors and satraps, what they did? They didn't waste no time. They ran quickly. The Bible says they thronged before the king. And they said, King, King Darius, live forever. Of course, that's the custom, right? But I could just imagine them trying to sound all nice, you know, trying to win them over. King, there he is. Did you hear about Daniel, what he's doing? Well, they're going to get to that. But they come with their own plan. And that plan was this. They said, all the governors, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree. This is the decree. That whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast in the dens of lions. In other words, what they're saying is that, you know, for 30 days, we're going to make a statue about you. They can't pray to no other god. They can only worship you. So in their mind, they're thinking, you know what? This is the way we're going to get Daniel. He's going to get in trouble. But see, church, don't get it twisted. When you serve God, the living God, and you're faithful to God, no harm will come to you. Never. Never. It doesn't matter what people say, what people do. When you're faithful to God, it doesn't matter what they do or what they say. God is a God of justice. God is a faithful God. And God will always respond to what is truth, to his word. So they go to the king and they tell him, let us establish a royal statute to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god, because they knew that Daniel was a man of prayer. So they thought, you know what? This is the way we're going to get him. But look what the Bible says. And the king, of course, he's a king. He agreed with it. The Bible says, therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. But this is what I love about Daniel. Daniel was so hooked up with God that the Bible doesn't say, but the Bible does say that Daniel found out about the plan. Did you hear what I just said? Daniel knew that the writing was signed. I believe God showed Daniel, Daniel, get ready. They're going to come against you. And this is what's going to happen. And I'm just imagining God telling Daniel, Daniel, but you know I got your back. I got your back. And the Bible says that he went home. Praise the Lord. Did you just get that? He went home. That means that he wasn't stressing. He wasn't sweating bullets. He went home. He went home. In other words, Daniel knew what to do. Like, you know what to do, church. You know what to do when things get hot. Daniel went home, but he didn't just, of course, he went to his home, but he did something else. He took it to the Lord. He went home and in his upper room, his prayer closet. Church, let me tell you something. Every believer in Christ ought to have a prayer closet or a place where you pray to your Father. Did you hear me? Everyone should have their place, their upper room where you are connected to God. I didn't say your couch. Prayer closet, where you go to your Father, you're in his presence, and you talk to God, and you believe God, you believe his word, and that place, God visits you, his presence is there, you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit encouraging you, helping you. And that's what Daniel did. Daniel, the Bible says that he went home and his upper room with his windows open towards Jerusalem. I like what this one commentary man, he said, he prayed towards Jerusalem where they sacrifice. Even though he wasn't seeing the sacrifice, he could just imagine the sacrifices they did. And it says, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed. Did you hear it says 3 times? That day, which we know was a custom. And prayed, he prayed. See, church, when you go to your upper room, you pray. You're not listening to a podcast during prayer. He was doing business with his Father. He wasn't praying and one eye watching TV. He was praying. Listen to what I'm saying. He prayed, but then he did one more thing. He gave thanks. That's powerful, church. When you learn to pray, but you also give thanks in advance that it's a done deal. God's going to take care of it. God has answered. Hallelujah. You pray the word of God. And you say, thank you, Lord, it is done in the name of Jesus. You have heard my prayer. That's what Daniel did. And he gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since. Look what it says. Since, I got this, early days. That means that since a young man, Daniel, until now, he's been praying. Wow, church. Since his early days, he's been a man of prayer. You think that's the reason why he was a faithful man? He had an excellent spirit, that there was no one like Daniel? There's a reason why he had an excellent spirit. There's a reason why the favor of God was on his life. There's a reason why he was found faithful. He's a man of prayer. Have a life of prayer, church. Develop it. Did you hear me, church? Develop your life of prayer. Now, I want to encourage you. Develop a life of prayer. Even if it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes, like everything in life, everything, you develop it. But every time you pray, it's a win. Church, I said, it's a win. Later on, it's not 10 minutes, it's 20 minutes. But develop a prayer life. So, guess what happens? Daniel's praying, and of course, the enemy shows up. They're mad now. And the Bible says, these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. So when they find Daniel praying, they went back to King Darius and they say, hey, king, remember that law we talked about? Guess what? They broke it. They're not honoring you. They're honoring, Daniel's honoring his God. By this time, church, many would have melted already. But because Daniel had a prayer life, he was still there. This is too much, man. I quit. Hanging up the gloves. I'm going back to the world. I'm going back to Cali. Don't play it off like if you didn't listen to LL Cool J back in the 80s. But see, Daniel, he stood his ground. And see, church, you need to understand this. Doesn't matter what people do or the plan of the enemy tries to set up. It doesn't matter. Because when you're faithful and you know what to do in the spiritual world, which is pray, you're still there. And they tell him, king, have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions, this is verse 12, any man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the dens of lions. And of course, he's a king. A king always, hear me, church, always honors his word. And the king answered and said, you know, right? This thing is true. According to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter. So, in other words, the king kept his word. Basically saying, do what you got to do. Now, you got to remember, King Darius knows who Daniel is. He knows Daniel is different. He knows that Daniel has an excellent spirit. He knows that Daniel, the God whom he serves. See, and this is what I'm trying to get to, church. The king honors his word, but also Daniel didn't go crying to the king. Oh, king, hey, we're buddies. You're the one that gave me the position, remember? See, this is what we're like about Daniel, church, and we could learn so much. You learn to stay quiet, and you believe the word of God. He didn't butter him up. Oh, king, are you serious? You're going to put me in the dens of lion? There's no one like me. He didn't do that. Daniel had already prayed. See, that's why, church, prayer is first, not last. I don't think you heard me. Prayer, God is first, not only in times of emergency. See, Daniel didn't do that. Daniel, the moment he heard or the Lord showed him, he prayed. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Pray always. Because the devil is like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. So, Daniel, I could just imagine him saying, I know who I serve. Number one, I know who I'm serving. Number two, these fools are lying. Excuse the word. They're lying. So, verse 14. And the king, when he heard these words, look what he says. I mean, now I want you to pick, he's the king. He knows who Daniel is and whom Daniel serves. That's why, church, I dare you to be different. When people know the God whom you serve. And it says, verse 14, when the king, when he heard these words, he was greatly displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. Look what he says. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. I mean, this king, even though he kept it, he was busy all day trying to figure out something. How can I help Daniel? You know what that is? That's favor. That's favor. Now he's saying, what can I do to get Daniel out of this situation? Verse 15, then these men approached the king and said to the king, know, O king, that this is the law of the Medes and the Persians, that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed. So the king gave the command. He kept his word. And they brought Daniel and cast him into the dens of lions. So they grabbed Daniel, they put him in the dens of lions. Now, I want you to see this. Are you guys with me? Look at verse 16. Very important. And they brought Daniel and cast him into the dens of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, look what he tells Daniel. Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. That's powerful, church. He says, your God, number one, whom you serve, number two, he served God. And number three, he did it continually. Let me ask you, church, are you serving God continually? I don't know about you. I don't want blessings one day no blessings, one day blessing. No, this is continually. You're blessed. You serve God continually. Continually, church. Are there any Christians who serve God continually? Continue. There's no stopping in you. You've served God good times and bad times. You serve God when you have abundance, when you don't have abundance. Come on, church. Anyone serving God continually. When it seems that everything is coming against you, are you serving God continually? Or are you the ones that only serve God when things go well? You only serve God when you see the blessing. Where are those who can say, you know what? Regardless, I'm serving God. I'm serving Jesus. Hallelujah. I might not have it all, but I'm serving Jesus. I might not be there yet, but I'm serving Jesus. My answers may not be answered yet, but I'm serving Jesus. Are you serving God continually, church, like Daniel? And the last part he says, hey, I already know God's going to deliver you. He's going to deliver you. And church, I'm here to remind you, God's going to deliver you. Did you hear me? God's going to deliver you. You're about to get your breakthrough this year, amen? You're going to get delivered. You're going to get your prayer answered. God will deliver you if you can believe it. And the Bible says, then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring. In other words, he signed the documents. He sent an email right away, and it's ready. But he didn't care. He just did what the law was required of doing. But see, here's the thing, church. I really believe it's because Daniel prayed. That's why it doesn't get old. Prayer changes things. And not only does it change things, it changes you. And it says that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Remember, he said, Daniel, the God whom you serve is going to deliver you. And look what the Bible says in verse 18. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also, look what it says. His sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning. I can imagine he was just thinking all night, thinking about Daniel. Even though he told him, the God whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. All night he was just thinking. He wasn't eating, no music, no nothing. Lost his sleep. You know you've been there. No food. No nothing. No sleep. You're just thinking all night. And I could have just imagined the king, he's just thinking about Daniel. Even though I did tell Daniel that, you know, God, but I wonder if he's going to make it. You know how that happens, church? You believe the word. You say the word. But you're still thinking, I wonder if it's going to happen. So the Bible says that he lost sleep. And it says also, look what he says. Verse 20. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice. Lamenting voice. To Daniel, the king spoke, saying, Daniel, he called him twice by his name. Daniel, servant of the living God. There it is again, church. He calls him by his name and he says, servant of the living God. Has your God, whom you serve, there it is again, continually. Don't you think, church, that by now people should know that you serve God continually? That your boss knows you serve God continually? Your spouse ought to know, yeah, you serve God continually by now. Man, if you're at this point where you're telling your spouse, are you going to go to church today or not? That should have been coming out of your mouth. It's like, no, I'm going to church. You going or not going, I'm going. I'm going to throw a little side one right there now that I'm into this. Don't be the ones that say, are you going? No, well, me either. I'm going because I serve God continually. And he says, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions. And here I can picture Daniel is in the den, the lions, a couple of lions right there. He's just what? Confident. He's confident. He's strong. His composure is right. Maybe looking up. I'm not sure. It doesn't. Could be looking up. Daniel, lions, dogging them. But he's chill. He's relaxed. And I think that's a virtue right there, church. Hear me. When it gets hard in your life, and I'm speaking as a pastor, but even you as a follower of Christ, church, when people come against you, they say things, make up things, or it's hard in life, your children, your finances. That you're strong in church. Always keep your head up and speak the word. Be different. I dare you to be different. Trust in the Lord with all your heart at that moment. Don't lean unto your own understanding. Be like Daniel. When you're in the lion's den and those lions, they just want to devour you. They want to eat you up. They don't want you around. But you're strong, standing. And that's what Daniel did. And the Bible says, look what Daniel did. Look at the way he answers. He didn't say, oh, king, get me out. Get me out, king. He didn't say that. What did I do? And you know what happens in that time? I'm teaching you stuff, church. If you grasp this, you know what people, a lot of people do at that time? They start blaming. Did you hear me? They start blaming people. Daniel could have said, hey, those administrators, them, because of them I'm here. What did I do, king? Why me? He didn't do that. He had already prayed. And this is what Daniel answered. Look what he answered. Oh, king. Number one, he gives the king his props. Live forever. Who does that? He signed. The king signed. He gave the signature. He sent the email. You would think, who does that? Give somebody props. That's why Jesus, he taught us, he says, bless your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Don't bash on them. Let God take care of it. Woo! Keep your mouth zip. Let God handle it. You do what is right. God's going to get him. Yeah, he is. He knows how to do it better than you. Get out of the way. But Daniel, he gave him his respect. I mean, think, who does that, church? In the dance, lion's den, he says, oh, king, live forever. And then he says this, number two, my God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. Glory to God. That confidence. Imagine you stand and you're in your upper or whatever situation you're facing. You say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he says, so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, king, I have done no wrong before you. I don't know if you just caught what I just saw. He told him, I didn't do anything, king. But he gave God glory first and honor. And he must have said, by the way, I already gave God glory. I recognize who you are. Let me just remind, I didn't do anything. Now I'm going to finish. So the king was glad for him. Probably said, you know what? This was a close one. Shh. And the Bible says that they took Daniel out of the den. And the Bible says there was no injury found in him. That's what I'm talking about, church. When you come out. Did you hear me? When you come out. No injury. You're still strong. You still worship God. You still bless God. You still give to God. You're still standing. They couldn't hurt you. And that's what Daniel, the Bible says, that there was nothing found with him. Why? And here it is. Look at the last, look what he says at the end. Because he believed in who? His God. Let me tell you, church, do you believe in your God? Can you say this morning, I believe in God? I'm coming out with no injuries. People are funny, man. Especially in Spanish. Me dio una revolcada el diablo. I mean, why proclaim the goodness of God? El diablo me traía corti. El diablo está derrotado. The devil is defeated. Jesus overcame him, defeated him more than 2,000 years ago, church. And so the king gave the command. And the Bible says, all those who accused Daniel, they cast them into the lions. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that the lions empowered them even before they hit the floor, the lions ate their children, their wives. The lions empowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. See, get out of the way. Cast your cares upon God because he cares for you. Now, don't be going telling people, oh, the lions are going to break your bones. And No. Don't do that. Just give everything to the Lord. Amen. And this is what the king wrote. He says, and this is where I wanted to get to. And I finished here. It says, to all the people, nations, and languages all over the earth. This is, look what the king, what's coming out of his mouth. Peace be multiplied to you. He says, I decree that every dominion of my kingdom, men, he says, now from now on, men must tremble and fear before God, the God of Daniel. Look at the impact that Daniel did on the life of this king. Because the king saw with his own eyes the God whom Daniel served. And he says, for he is the living God. Church, we serve the living God. And his dominion shall endure to the end. He works and does signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Church, don't ever forget that God does signs and wonders not only in heaven. He does them here on earth. He does them in your life, my life. It says, who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. And look at verse 28. So this Daniel prospered. He prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Daniel prospered, church. You're going to prosper when you continually serve God. Please stand, church, this morning.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.